Welcome to the IT Experience Podcast. This is a podcast for those who are interested in IT experience management in large enterprises. If you use ServiceNow or other enterprise service management system to provide services to employees, then this is for you. Brought to you by Happy Signals. More smiles, less time wasted. Hey, welcome to the IT Experience Podcast. On the eve of our customer event, we are actually now recording episode 100. And I think it's something to celebrate as we started this thing in 2019. So here goes, guys. How do you use the confetti machine?
I don't know. It's not for the...
Two out of three.
Well. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. But hey, first episode was April 2019. And I think, you know, for this episode, we actually wanted to go back in time, look at the old episodes, maybe look at the certain themes and certain topics that have been evolving, and kind of see what has happened in these 4 years. And I think maybe if we all list our favorite episodes, and I think that's a good way also to give the listeners like a summer playlist, you know, the top of the best ones to go through. So, you know, as you are at the beach and nothing to do, you can listen to some of the IT Experience podcast. So what if I start? Because I think still episode one, I was just having a bike ride yesterday and I thought I'll just listen to it. And it's funny how we are still like young men and our voice is a little bit more energetic. But yeah, I think it somehow captures the essence. But what do you think, Sakari? Because it was probably like 2 years after you joined that we have recorded that. So
yeah. And I was actually doing the same thing. I went back and I listened to the first episodes and I was listening that in 2021, in January, when I heard it the first time, it sounded relevant. And now 2 years later, it's still relevant. So it has really stood the test of time, this concept of being human-centric in IT experience management.
Yeah, and I think it kind of highlights the story how Happy Signals was found. The C is at 3.7, the watermelon effect. How to motivate service desk, what is really important. So yeah, I think that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And basically for me, the couple of other episodes that I'm of course, you know, as being one of the hosts, these are the ones that are, I think kind of were really relevant for me. So the episode 7 and episode 30, and these are the CIO interviews. So ex-Virgin Trains CIO and the Campari Group CIO. So both named Chris. So it's easy to find. I think they are relevant, and I think for our audience to kind of also remember what is in the head of the CIO, what are they thinking? So as a service owner or service desk representative, how to communicate to your CIO, what is the purpose of all this stuff? But maybe Sami, what about your favorite ones? We let you speak as well.
Yeah, thank you. So I think it's a... For me, for sure, those ones where customers have been presenting, like the CIO episode, but there are several others where our customers have been telling their story. That has been a great, great learning. But when it comes to like doing this podcast, my favorite has been the ones that we have been talking about, the Happiness Scope benchmark, the IT experience benchmark. And in those, I think there are two cases where we are talking about new findings that I felt were really, really exciting to deliver and tell about.
Yep.
The first one was episode 26, which was talking about the reassignment counts.
Yep.
It still is one of my favorite things and findings that how much that influences the end user experience when it comes to service management. The other one was a quite recent one, 84, which is about 13% of all tickets causing more than 80% of the total loss time.
Yep.
So very, very complicated thing maybe to describe in this meeting, but listen to that episode to find out how unequal the service experience is related to tickets. So there are only that 13% that are causing so much harm.
Yeah.
But I think those are the ones. And of course, all the episodes where we are talking about the cultural differences, because I know that it's one of our favorites when it comes to the whole podcast, but and the experience reports and so on.
Yeah. What about Sakari? I mean, the episode one, of course, was the all-time favorite, but then what about others?
Well, you mentioned the benchmark data with the 1380 and also the reassignments. And I was listening to actually the first benchmark report presentation, which I think was episode 4, maybe 3 or 4. And it was interesting, now that we do the webinars, we will be sitting and could talk for hours. At that point, Pasi, you started getting like impatient that at 7 minutes, maybe we should wrap this up now and move along. Yeah. And those findings have remained quite the same. I mean, it's really interesting to see that the choices that were made, what to measure, what to put in the benchmark, is still something that attracts people over and over back to the report.
Yeah.
And this fall will be the 10th. So it was nice to go back to the first, and in the fall we will be putting out the 10th benchmark report.
True. So yeah, you listed like the episodes 1 to 6, and I think I also, like, after listening to the number one, there's like the 2 and 3, and it's like when to start and how does it actually motivate the service desk people and that kind of thing. So I also, like, after a few years listening back to those, it's like, yes, I think we're still in the same journey as a company. Yeah. And I think also the product today reflects still those same things. What are our values and what do we want to reflect?
Yeah.
But hey, going to a couple of themes, I think we picked 2 themes to kind of see how they have now evolved during this podcast. First one is just employee experience itself as a topic in ITSM. And then the other one was XLA. Mm. So if we start from employee experience, I think, Sami, we kind of, even the episode one is named employee experience in ITSM.
Yeah.
Then I think we moved to service experience, because employee experience was somehow to HR kind of related thing. Then we started to talk about experience management for IT. And then finally we turned it into IT experience management, so ITXM. Mm. So, but, you know, the contents that we have kind of talk about, and maybe the terminology has changed, but in 4 years, do you think, Sami, that what else has changed in employee experience? How has it developed?
I think in overall, of course, the kind of interest, the whole experience management in IT has been coming bigger and bigger. Of course, during these 4 years, COVID happened, and that pushed people to think about more inexperience, but that is quite obvious thing. The other thing is that during COVID time, after that, as a company and as the need in the market as well, we were very service management oriented.
True.
And now we are talking about the whole experience towards IT, including the remote working experience application, all that. So I think that can be seen also in our podcast. Maybe in a also way, who are the visitors who are speaking with us, or who are speaking with Sakari and so on. So not everybody anymore is service management background people. There are more wider kind of experts.
Yeah. And I think, at least I've seen that it was more about this kind of replacing the old CSAT measurement and starting to measure experience. And I think, like, we had as a company vision that, yes, measurement is good, reporting is better, but then the management part of this, like, how do you manage the whole experience management? Like, how do you do it? And I think that's also, like, partly when you came into the company, Sakari, like, taking the ITXM framework and kind of taking that further.
It's been the management piece, I think, is quite important, because when I started learning about how IT was being run, and maybe one of the example was the finding about the CSAT being 3.7, and wondering why do all these companies have the same score, and then finding out that was a standard level for CSAT in the SLA contract. And now that was easy to manage. Then we went over to managing experiences and looking at the human piece. And it feels like the market is today in 2023 actually trying to pull IT back into the technical and the process, because of course machines are more predictable and easier to manage. And the human piece has remained difficult. And I think more companies today are more aware that it is difficult, and then trying to find ways to make it more manageable. But that's, I think, where the beauty of ITXM is, that you accept that people are unpredictable, and that's why you need that human data.
Yeah. And I think good sharing for the listeners on the ITXM is that also nowadays on our website we have these ITXM best practices, because we realized, like, in the episode one and what comes after that, is we are talking about how you should also promote the positive things for the agents. There are now like celebrating success type of things, how to promote those people who are being mentioned in your team in the positive feedbacks, how to handle the negative feedbacks, how to run those monthly experience meetings. So all those best practices, I think, in the past 4 years with our customers, we have now documented as part of these freely available best practices on our website. So
yeah.
And I think when it comes to these 4 years, I think in a quite soon after we started this podcast, there started to be a term called XLA more and more
yeah.
known.
Yeah.
And very many companies were contacting us asking, what is XLA?
Yeah.
And you can read that time period from our podcast, because there is like 4 episode, one each other, all about XLAs and what that is and so on. But soon after that, the contacts that we got were how to do it. And that is the experience management side. So first they wanted to learn, what is this SLA, XLA thing? How they are different, and now it's more about how you change the organization, how you change the focus of IT, the culture of it, and so on. So I think that kind of internally we are talking about the maturity of our customers, but that is the whole maturity of the whole experience management IT, in a way, how we are thinking about this, that experience of end users is not only measurement thing,
yeah,
it is totally a way of working and so on.
Yeah, and I think also one of the key things from that is that we had this vision. We were always asking, like, how did the experience make you feel, but also how much time did you lose? And actually, until last night, our product wasn't really showing the productivity gains. It was showing, like, based on that episode that you mentioned, the episode 84, where we are talking about how you need to have that lost time metric to identify which are the most business critical things. But today in our product, we also show the productivity gains, really the outcome that IT has been able to make. So how many work days have you actually given back? So now our customers can show that in real time in the product. And if you want to learn more about that, it's again, there's a page on our website to learn more how it works. But I think that's also moving, not just from having this, how people feel and having this kind of like bit of fluffy, soft metric, but actually tying it into this metric that we have been talking from day one.
And I think one aspect of that specific feature is that since experience goes up and down, it's very different from an easily manageable process metrics that might look always green.
True.
But experience might go up and down, and it's sometimes companies that are doing ITXM lose sight of what they have achieved over time.
Yes.
And I think that's where this thing shows that maybe nothing special happened in the last 2 months, but when you look back at 2 years, you start understanding how enormous the progress has been for that organization.
Yeah, exactly. There's one customer where we actually looked at this from 4 years, and they had saved 8,000 work days in 4 years, something like that. So, I mean, again, you might lose the track, like you said, because it's a long-term metric. It's not some sudden thing that you gamify and you get a nice score. It's actually making a long-term progress on the topic.
Long-term metric, but on the other way, priority the metric as well in a short term.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But hey, if we move to topic two, which you kind of mentioned there also, that we did have a lot of episodes, and I think that's easy way to find it. You just list our episodes and type XLA, and you get a lot of topics about episodes about XLA. But I guess, well, you, Sakari, sometimes you said, did you mispronounce SLA? And I think we did some cooperation with SDI in the early days, and we with Sami, we hated the term XLA because yet another three-letter acronym for IT. And come on, guys, you have SLA, now you have XLA. It's like, but we had ITSM, now we have ITXM, so I guess we are guilty now. And now we realize it, and we kind of accept that, okay, that's now the term. We're happy to play with that. And
I also say that still in the first episode, for sure there is comments from me that I hate SLAs and they should be removed. To be honest, I don't think that anymore. They have their own role. And I think we have learned through the last 3 years quite a lot about SLAs and how to do that and how they are so different from the SLAs and what is really their task. So nowadays, very, very supportive of SLAs as a metrics. The thing that is still to be defined in the whole industry is how they are in agreement.
Yeah.
So that A part of that XLA is something that is still to be defined by and understood by the whole us and the whole industry.
Yeah. And I was just looking back on the timeline. So in November 2019, we posted our kind of first content related XLA.
Yeah.
And then in March 2020, we published this practical guide to XLAs, which has been very popular, and it's still there available to download. We are updating it all the time. So basically from episode 30, 3 onwards you can find this good content. But you mentioned that the agreement part, but then there's also the X part, which is something that we have been now talking with Sakari and probably will make an episode about what is sentiment and what is experience. When we're talking about the X in the XLA, we always try to say that it's not sentiment. So any insight on Sakari, that how do you see the difference? Because it's a tricky thing, but
it is a tricky thing, and I think many listeners who have looked into the different companies and vendors and consultants and thought leaders in this space, depending on who you speak to, they might either say that sentiment is experience, and others might say that sentiment isn't experience. So which is it? And I think one clear definition is, or story that could clarify it is, if I have a problem with IT, I will feel frustrated in the moment. I have a sentiment. I go to IT service and maybe they say, hey, that's a known problem. Here we'll have a knowledge article for you. I feel hopeful, another sentiment. I go to the knowledge article, I don't understand what it's saying. It's just using technical words and software I don't even know how to use. So it's not helping me. So I feel frustrated again, yet another sentiment. But when looking at experience, it's sort of the end to end. I had a problem, what was the final outcome? You might have many sentiments, but the experience at the end, and that's how I think we look at what experience is different and how it's different from the sentiment.
Yeah, and I think that's what we all always try to measure, is that the service experience, not the sentiment that the person had, because even the sentiment can be the way you communicate to other people. You know, you might be polite and the sentiment in a way is positive, but you still have a negative experience around it. So, but I think we'll pick another kind of like own topic around this thing, but from our point of view, XLA can only be if you measure experience.
But it's again, maybe learning from, we are not hating sentiment.
Yes, I did say in the beginning, we are hating XLA.
They are aligned, but it's a part of that experience is.
Yeah, because otherwise it should be sentiment level agreement, right?
No, just joking. But this is interesting because the definitions do matter.
Yes.
Because when companies then come in and they, for example, want to implement XLAs, if their definition of experience is not the same that their service provider has, they're bound to have disagreements about it.
Yeah.
So understanding which definition has been chosen for a specific context, that's maybe more important. And going with our definition will mean certain trade-offs.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the whole thing is that sentiment you want to like manage today. I don't want you to feel bad today. But the experiences will always be the same if they just continue like it is. And now we are trying to look at the experience the long term. Like what is really the outcome, the long term improvement that we are trying to achieve. But I think another thing, again, kind of what happened with the whole employee experience thing is then that it's been fun to create your first XLA. But then I think the next topic is going to be XLA management. Like, let's say that you have 10 XLAs running. How do you manage them? How do you control them? How do you make sure that you're actually following them and make it so that it's not taking all of your time and it's not fully manual work? Any insight on that? How do you see that part?
I think it's everybody will be learning in this area, but it's like, you can do the same mistakes as we and the industry did with the SLA, setting XLAs only on the very, very top level, because that is not going to help you recognizing development points and understanding where you must do improvements. And in that sense, it's like XLA is that motivation part. That is the one that matters. That is the one people should be thinking about when it comes to like setting targets.
Yeah,
that should be like one area, one product, one project you are doing, that you have a target where to reach after that one. And it's more practical than having like agreement level. Having only one number in agreement, I think you will end up in the same watermelon situation, that you just reach a target and you are not really developing stuff. And I will be having a very interesting Friday this week, because I'm going to have a discussion with some of our customers and some other people to kind of really define that XLA for agreements. And I think that will be a learning curve. Maybe later on we can have an episode on that with somebody of the discussion.
Yeah, I think that would be a good summary as well, like how to define the XLA and how to keep it up to date.
And let's in episode 200 we can look at do we have XLA watermelons now? And are they even bigger than the SLA ones?
Yeah. And maybe that takes us to the last episode. So it took us 4 years to get to episode 100. So let's see when we're able to celebrate that 200. And I'd like to thank you for all the listeners to being part of this journey. And actually, what would be really helpful is like that if there are topics that are on your mind, please suggest those to us, whatever social media, whatever way, emailing us or put it in a LinkedIn. Like, what would be the interesting kind of ideas, topics, persons, and we'll be happy to bring those guests, those customers to actually talk about it.
And there's actually one thing that I did hear in those first episodes. You said in the first episodes to the audience that if we say things that you think are wrong, contact us and then let's talk about it. And I think that's one of the beauties that we do say quite often, that we thought this, but we were wrong.
Yeah.
And we will continue to do so, learning as we go along.
Exactly. But hey, thank you for being part of the journey. This was episode 100. And as we usually end it, stay safe and stay happy. If you like this episode, giving the podcast a review helps others find this content as well. You can also visit our YouTube channel or our learning center at happysignals.com for some more video content.